Chapter 6. The Nature of Habit. Since beliefs are nothing more or less than habitual thoughts, it is useful to understand more about the nature of habits. What are they? How do they come to be? How can they be more easily created or changed? Habits. Habits are essentially, fundamentally, and nothing more than loving thoughts. What is a loving thought? It is a thought that we love. If you have a thought that you love, then you are going to have that thought again and again. Why? Because you love it. If you have a thought repeatedly, it becomes a habit. And habitual thoughts are, in short, beliefs. So habits are repetitive thoughts that we have again and again, for no other reason than that we love them. Love can take many forms. It can take the form of curiosity, excitement, adventure, comfort, safety, freedom, or beauty. It can take the form of any number of things we might be attracted to. Anything that attracts us is a form of love. For that matter, anything that repels us is also a form of love, because the repulsion is away from that which we do not love toward something we do love. For that reason, all emotions are a form of love, and all actions are an act of love, whether misguided or not. Thoughts themselves are a form of love, for they are the movement or the channeling of consciousness in a specific direction, and all movement is the result of either an attraction to something loved or a repulsion from something unloved. Thus, God is love, we are love, and all things that exist exist because of love. But to get back to the idea of habit, we must restate that habits are simply thoughts, feelings, or actions that we love and therefore repeat over and over. Thus, to create a habit, we must find something we love. To stop a habit, we must let go of something we love. And to change a habit, we must replace something we love with something we love more. To control a habit, whether it is a habitual thought, emotion, or action, we must first discover what it is we love at the heart of the habit. What we love may or may not be useful to us at the time we choose to look into it. When the habit was created, the thing we loved was generally useful or important to us, but now it may not be. And we can choose to let go of that love or replace it with something else. For example, if we formed a habit when we were younger out of fear, the desire to protect ourselves from some perceived threat or danger, now we may see that fear is no longer needed since the threat no longer exists. In that case, we can release the fear and habit of thought, belief, emotion, and action it created. Instead, we can create a new, more useful habit of thought, emotion, or action that better serves our current situation. Thus, all habits are simply loving thoughts, feelings, or actions on autopilot. The best way to change or control them is to uncover the motivation that drives them, acknowledge the loving intent of that motivation, and choose to either continue or release that attraction based upon whether or not it serves us in our current situation. Affirmation. I am a loving and beautiful person. I am loved completely, eternally, and without reservation. I love myself for everything that I am, have been, and will be. I am worthy, always worthy. I should never doubt my worth. I do not need to accomplish anything to prove my worthiness. I do not need to do anything to justify my existence. I am beautiful and spotless just as I am and just as I have always been. I have nothing to fear or worry about. I am loved by God and by others who are always looking out for me. I am never alone. I am never on my own. There are always friends, visible and invisible, by my side. I am precious in God's eyes, forever and always.